Although Africa is blessed with a rich biodiversity, it is one of the world's top diversity hotspots with the potential of endangering a large number of species. Deputy Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Dr. Mustafa Mohamed Alpha, made the observation at the opening of a General Assembly of the African Network of Biosphere Reserves in Accra. Dr. Alpha said within predictions that a 1.5 degrees Celsius rise in temperature will lead to a 30% extinction of species, everything must be done to conserve nature. Asibi Bango Ikela has the details.
The issue of biosphere reserves dates back to a conference organized by UNESCO in 1968 that sought to reconcile conservation and the use of natural resources. The African Network of Biosphere Reserves is a continental network which seeks to bring man at peace with nature. Deputy Minister for Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Dr. Mustafa Mohamed Alpha, recounted the wonders of nature and added that same cannot be said about the environment today.
Today, however, our own environment has started turning into a foe that connives with natural hazards to reciprocate the kind of treatment that we give it. The mindset of an extractive and consumptive economist intends to destroy what took thousands of years to form. The rate of extraction and consumption is faster than the rate at which the earth can replenish her resources.
The chairman of the network, Dr. Paul McKenzie, said the world has enough natural resources to meet the needs of all people if the activities of the few greedy ones are kept. He said nature is very unforgiving and can hold back its resources when not well handled. Dr. McKenzie argued that economies of nations should be driven by green industries. The executive director of the Environmental Protection Agency, Daniel Amlalo, was grateful to Spain for adding Lake Busumchi to the Songo and Bia Biosphere Reserves. Delegates from Sub-Saharan Africa are deliberating on how to conserve the environment on the theme, the role of ecosystem services in boosting green economies in biosphere reserves.
Asibi Bango Ikele's report.